Hello and welcome to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg, and today I have a great episode for you. I am going to be doing NFL win totals. It has been announced every single team's win total. I'll be talking about the over-under on each team's win total, from starting from the team that has the least amount of wins or projected least amount of wins to the team that has the most. Also, you should know that the NFL has changed this year to a 17-game season. So it will be a total of 18 weeks, I believe, 17 games. So it will look a little bit different in the standings this year for the wins. So it's going to be different. So like if a team has 13 wins, they'll have 4 instead of 3 losses. So it's going to be interesting this year. So I'm going to go into that. Also, make sure to stay tuned for tomorrow. Or we're going to have Wednesday is going to be Mock Draft 3.0. I am switching it up for Mock Draft 3.0. And then I will have my final or second to final mock draft coming out before the NFL draft. So make sure to stay tuned for Finn Sports Spin. And then we'll also have stuff after the draft. So stay tuned for Finn Sports Spin. I will be right back. Here's a quick word from my sponsor, Anchor. Hello and welcome back to Finn Sports Spin. I'm your host, Tyler Finberg. And let's get right into it. So like I said earlier, it is a 17-game season. So it's going to look a little bit different for each team's win and loss in the total score column or the record column. But we're going to start off with a team that has the projected least amount of wins, maybe even projected to be having the number one pick next year. That is starting off with the Lions and Texans, both teams at 5 wins on the year projected. This one for the Lions, I think it should be higher. They don't have all the pieces, but I think the Lions can do something this year. Obviously, this is before the draft, so this is what the teams are looking at right now. They still have Jeff Okuda, who I think could have a bright second year for this team. Jared Goff. They do have Terrell Williams as really their only wide receiver, but I really think this team has a ton of potential, and I think even if they do get the number one pick in this year's draft, it's going to be worth it. But I think the Lions right now, what I'm looking at, I feel like 6 or 7 wins on the year, especially with this added extra game. I think this could be different. Then for the Texans, who also have 5 projected wins on this season, I think the Texans here, I'm going to go with the under for Houston. I just don't see it for this team. You got Deshaun Watson. He has his deal right now, and he's most likely not even going to play this season unless he gets traded. And right now, he's not looking like he's getting traded just because of what's going on with him. And the Texans just don't want to trade him. So the Texans, I see the under. Tyrod Taylor as your quarterback. We all know what happened last year. He had a punctured lung and didn't play the season. Justin Herbert became the star. And the Texans just don't have the pieces. I think this team is going for the under for me. So I would take the under. Then tied at 6 wins is the Jaguars and Jets. Jaguars, I have a feeling they'll get Trevor, which will make this higher for me. But the Jaguars, I think for right now, what their team's looking at, I think I would take the I would actually take 6 probably. I would keep the same because the Jaguars, even if you're looking at the team right now, they have Gardner Minshew. Marvin Jones was just added. DJ Chark is going to be there still. They don't have a solid tight end, per se. O-line, they got Cam Robinson back. Defense, it's not a great defense, but they did add on Shaq Griffin. So that was a huge add for this team. But that was really it. This team, I can see them really being better this year. I think I'm going to stick with 6 for now. I agree with that. Jets, who have 6 wins, I would say it's going to go up. I think this coach is going to bring a fire to this defense, and it's going to be great this season for the Jets. They also signed Corey Davis. They don't have a starting quarterback right now, so that's right now doesn't look very good. But they got Corey Davis, Denzel Mims, if he could put on a show. Also, Jamison Crowder, I believe, is still there, if I'm not mistaken. And they have Rashad Perryman. So this team is not that bad, if you look at it. They also, on the defense, Did they add anything? I'm pretty sure they didn't add a ton of pieces. But the Jets, I'm going to take the over. This defense is going to be great to see this year. And this offense is going to be on fire, too. It's going to be interesting to watch. Then at 6.5, we have the Bengals just unveiled their new uniforms. To me, their uniforms don't look that good. But we're not here to talk about the uniforms. We're here to talk about the win totals. Bengals, they added a lot to this team. They added Trey Hendrickson to the D-line. They also added another guy. I don't know why I'm forgetting his name. But Joe Burrow is going to be back. He is going to be healthy. This team is going to be on fire. I am excited to see what the Bengals look like. I'm going with the over for the Bengals. I think this team is back and better than ever. Then we got the Falcons, Giants, and Eagles all tied at 7 wins, starting with the Falcons, who are first. The Falcons here, I think I'm going to take the under. They have Matt Ryan, Julio, Calvin Ridley, but this team just battles through injuries, and they have no solid running back. They do have Mike Davis, who they signed on a 2-year deal, but that's not enough for me. This O-line is done. James Carpenter, no longer there. Then you also have Alex Mack, who they lost to the 49ers. So that's also a bigger loss on that that O-line. And then on the defense, Tack McKinney isn't there. They cut him. They also don't have solid cornerbacks or linebackers. This team isn't ready to win. I'm taking the under for the Falcons. Giants, I'm going to take the same or under because it's the NFC East. It's just the NFC East. I'm taking the under for Giants and Eagles. But the Giants are looking good. They got Kenny Galladay. Also added a Dory Jackson. This team looks really good, but the question is, can they pull it together? This team is going to be good, but it depends if they can pull it together. And Kenny Galladay, he's a good player, but I don't think this is going to be the best wide receiver core we've ever seen. Then on the Eagles' hand, take the under for sure. Jalen Hurts, Joe Flacco, and whoever is going to be battling out. I don't like that. It's like the Washington situation, but Washington, a lot better in my opinion. But Eagles, no wide receivers right now besides Jalen Reagor. It's not a solid team. On defense, no one's that good. I mean, Fletcher Cox is still there. Brandon Graham, still on that D-line, but it's not the Eagles team we're used to seeing who have all these great pieces. It's not a great team. And then also, Darius Slay didn't really show up last year. He didn't really do anything for this team. So I think the Eagles and Giants are going to take the under. Then we got 3 teams tied at 7.5, Panthers, Bears, and Broncos. Panthers, I'm going to take the over. This team just got Sam Darnold. Probably going to get a piece in the draft, but we're looking at it right now. They also got back Taylor Morton with the franchise tag. They don't have Curtis Samuel anymore. Robbie Anderson left a year ago. They have DJ Moore on the wide receiver core. Tight end is still a spot they need to look at. Ian Thomas was pretty solid for the Panthers, but that was it. Teddy Bridgewater is still on this team. I don't know what they're doing with him, but this O-line is basically destroyed. Then on the defensive side, it looks really good on the defense besides the cornerbacks and safeties. I mean, safety, Jeremy Chinn, you still got. But I don't like this. I don't really like the team. I'm taking the under, actually. Here for the Bears, I'm going to take the under. Here, the Bears just don't have a solid quarterback situation. I think that's really what it comes down to. You really think this team really thinks that Andy Dalton's going to be the starting quarterback and really is a solid quarterback. I mean, he played good with the Cowboys, but not that good. Then they also have Allen Robinson on the franchise tag, who took a while to sign that franchise tag. He at first didn't want to sign it, but now he did. And then the O-line is not that good. It's all broken down. Then you also have tight end situation, Jimmy Graham. I'm not sure if he retired or not. Then you also have, on the defense, Khalil Mack. They don't play him in the right spot. Corners, they cut Kyle Fuller and Buster Screen. Safeties, Eddie Jackson's still there. But this team isn't solid yet. I'm going the under. Broncos, I'm going to take the over. I think this team is pretty much complete. This team got a lot of pieces. They have on the offense, you got Drew Lock, who is kind of solid. I think they're going to pick a quarterback. Then you also, this O-line, they really have been working on. Tight end, Noah Fant, all these tight ends they have. Like, they have seven tight ends. Wide receivers, you got Courtland Sutton, Tim Patrick, and Jerry Jeudy. Also, Deshaun Hamilton and KJ Hamler. Then on the defense, you have Kyle Fuller, who they just signed. They also got, they have another guy. Oh, they cut AJ Boye. I forgot about that. They have Bryce Callahan. They have another guy on that cornerback core. And then also Justin Simmons on the other side, who's a really good player. Linebackers are not that solid. They got, on the D-line, Von Miller is still there. If he can play like he did a couple years ago, which is most likely not going to happen, then this team could win. This D-line is one of the things they need to fix, but the rest, I think they're really solid at. And I think this team could win a couple of games this season. Tied at 8, we have another three teams, Cardinals, Raiders, and Washington. I'm going for the Cardinals over Kyler Murray. They have A.J. Green for him. They have D-Hop. They have Christian Kirk. Andy Isabella came on last year. This team is really good. O-line, they added Rodney Hudson. That move that I saw with Rodney Hudson was crazy that they even got him. Then they added James Conner to the offense. Oh, my. This team is already looking good. Tight end is a spot they need to fix. They have Dan Arnold, but I don't think that's enough. On the D, they added J.J. Watt. They added, was it Dre Kirkpatrick? I don't think it was him. They added him last year, but I don't know who their corner is they added this year. But they also have Byron Murphy. They have this team. Also, Isaiah Simmons they got this season, or last season. And they have some other guy. Buda Baker is another one who actually showed up strong last year after getting his four-year deal. I think the Cardinals take the over for sure on that. Raiders, I'm taking the over. This team looks really, really good now. They added Unique Ngakoue to this team. Wide receiver is a spot they're going to have to upgrade since right now their wide receivers look like Brian Edwards or whatever his name is. Also, Henry Ruggs is another one, and Derek Carr and Marcus Mariota, that they need to fix that situation. They need to figure out who's their quarterback and who's going to start day one. Then they lost Rodney Hudson, Trent Brown, this whole O-line. Darren Waller is also another strong piece to this team. Josh Jacobs, another great piece to this team. On the running back, they also added another one. Kenyon Drake is who they added, which was a really good add, in my opinion. Defense, like I said, Unique Ngakoue. This team is almost finished. It really is. I like the Raiders. Take the over. Washington, I'm going to take the same. It's just because it's an NFC East team. I like Washington for the NFC East this year. Strong team. Added Curtis Samuel. This team has maybe the best chemistry besides Tampa Bay in the league since right now Ron Rivera is getting everybody that he had good chemistry with. He just added Curtis Samuel, like I just said. This team is going to be good. Also added Ryan Fitzpatrick, which a lot of people are saying is a great addition. In my opinion, I'm not sure how good this is, that adding Ryan Fitzpatrick to your team. I'm not sure what makes you think that's so good. Then William Jackson on the defense. This team is really coming together. I'm going to take the stay right now at number 8. I'm sticking with 8 for this team. I think it could go over. I have them favored here, but I like Washington at 8. 8.5 is the Vikings. I'm going to take the under. This team isn't finished yet. Jeff Landy, they added last year. I don't know what's going on with him. Then also, they added Patrick Peterson, speaking of corners. That was a really good add for the Vikings. Patrick Peterson, I really thought it was a good add for this team. Also, they got on the D-line, they added someone. They added a former Giant. I just don't remember who it was. Then on the offense, still have Justin Jefferson, Adam Thielen. That's a great duo. Dalvin Cook as the running back. Kirk Cousins is still questionable. Then they lost Kyle Rudolph, but I think that this team is still, this draft is going to be the spot that helps them. I like this team, but I'm going with the under. At number, at this one, we have four teams that are ranked at nine. Those teams are the Chargers, Dolphins, Patriots, and Steelers. Chargers added Corey Linsley, which was a really good add, but have zero corners. Lost Denzel King in a trade. They cut Casey Hayward, cut Melvin Ingram III. This team, it's losing all their great players, but they're also young, using a lot of young talent. I'm going with the under for the Chargers, but I think the Chargers are a good team. At number here, still at number nine, we got Dolphins, Patriots, and Steelers. Dolphins here added Will Fuller this offseason on a one-year deal. He's suspended, I believe it's six games. That's a big number for this team to have. If Xavien Howard can have a great season like he did last year, this team is going to be in for a show. Noah Igbinoghi, who they drafted in the first round last year, could really, if he can come on strong, this cornerback core could be scary. Also, Byron Jones there. This team could definitely be scary. They need to fix that safety position. That's one I really think they need to fix. They didn't really get any D-line this year. I still have some great pieces there. Then also offense. I think their running back core is really good, but I don't know what they're doing with it. They have Salvin Ahmed. They also have Myles Gaskin. And then it's a good young running back core, but I think they're going to add someone. Then tight end, Mike Gesicki, great player. Devontae Parker still there. I'm going to stay here at nine. I think this team at nine is good. Patriots, I'm going to go stay at nine too. Patriots added everyone. I'm not going to go through all of them, but Matthew Judon, Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, Nelson Aguilar, also Kendrick Bourne. I named most of them. Also added, they added Jalen Mills on the opposite side for safety. That one, I was a little confused why they signed him, but the Patriots are back. I'm not saying they are back for the Super Bowl. I'm just saying they're back for the playoffs probably. But I like the Patriots nine. Steelers, this team didn't really do anything. I'm gonna take the under. I think the Steelers are falling apart. They don't have a good O-line anymore. They don't have a solid tight end core. They have Eric Ebron, but the wide receiver core is pretty decent. Chase Claypool, Juju Smith-Schuster, James Washington, pretty good trio. Defense, they lost a lot of pieces. They still, I'm not sure if they re-signed Joe Hayden at all. That was a guy, Nelson, and then also Nelson. I forgot what his first name is, or Nelson might be his first name, but he's the Steelers cornerback. This cornerback core is kind of, it's all over the place right now. I'm going to take the under for the Steelers. Then at 9.5, we have three, Cowboys, Saints, and Titans. Cowboys, I'm going to take the under, NFC East team. Cowboys have Dak Prescott back. I really think the chemistry is going to be good there with the Cowboys, Zeke Elliott and him. Really good. Amari Cooper, CeeDee Lamb, Michael Gallup, all still there. Then you have Blake Jarwin at the tight end. If their O-line can stay healthy, this team could be a really good team. Don't have a D-line, really. They don't really have one. Cornerbacks, they have Tevin or Trevon Diggs, Stephon Diggs' brother. He played decent. He was a solid piece on this team, but he wasn't the best. Cornerbacks, they don't really have. This linebacker core is really good, but they just don't show up. It's Leighton Vander Esch and then also Sean Lee, but both of them don't really show up. So, I mean, Leighton Vander Esch kind of, but they just didn't show up. Then Saints, oh, Cowboys, I'm taking the under. Saints, I'm just going to go under. I think it's going to be nine. I just don't know this team anymore. It's a crazy team now. They have Jameis Winston looking like their quarterback, Taysom Hill also on this team. They have Michael Thomas. They cut Emmanuel Sanders for some reason. I think it was for cap purposes, but that was it. Alvin Kamara is still there. No Jared Cook. They don't really have a tight end. O-line could use some help. D-line still have Cameron Jordan. Cameron Jordan really does everything on that D-line. Lost Trey Hendrickson. They have They don't have Quan Alexander anymore. The linebackers, they still need to fix. Cornerback core, C.J. Gardner-Johnson, Marshawn Lattimore, still really good. And then safety, they need to cut Janoris Jenkins, because if they want some more cap space and sign some of the free agents still out there, they need to do that. And I think I'm going to take the under for the Saints. Titans are next. I'm going to take the under. Signed Bud Dupree, but lost Corey Davis, Adam Humphries on the offense, Johnny Smith, too. They have Desmond King right now in free agency. Cut Dory Jackson for some reason. I was very surprised. Still have Kevin Byard, really good player. I just don't see this team. They somehow pull it together, but it's not a great team. Browns, this is a ton of teams with 10. Browns, Colts, 49ers, and Seahawks. Browns, I'm going to take the over. This team is really good. Added John Johnson to their team. Really good player. He's a Pro Bowler, former Pro Bowler for the Rams. Now going to Cleveland, really good add. I just don't know what they're doing with Odell. They need to trade him or something, because it's just, he's not a solid piece. They came together late in the season. Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb still there. Baker Mayfield's going to get paid soon. His contract is almost up. I think this is his fifth year now, because they accepted the fifth-year option. And then you have, on the D-line, they added Tack McKinney and Jadeveon Clowney. It is the second time that two first number one picks played on the same team or on the defense last since Washington. Jadeveon Clowney right now with Myles Garrett. Crazy D-line. I think the Browns here are going to get the over on their 10-win projected total. I'm going with the over. Also, before I continue, Alex Smith, the quarterback from Washington football team, has just announced he is retiring from the NFL after this episode, or after I do all of the rest of these teams. We only have a couple left. I am going to talk about that, as he's had a crazy career. And I'm going to continue now, but that is some big news coming out of the NFL. Alex Smith retiring. After I do the rest of these teams, I'm going to talk about Alex Smith as he has retired from the NFL. So let's continue with the Colts at number 10, or have number 10, projected 10. Here, the Colts, really good team. Buckner, Leonard, some really good players on this team. Also, corners, I think Xavier Rhodes is still there, if I'm not mistaken. Julian Blackman came on strong last year. He was a really good player for the team. They have on offense, T.Y. Hilton, Michael Pittman, who they just got, Marlon Mack, Nyheim Hines, and Jonathan Taylor as running backs. My goodness, that sounds really good to have. Also, Carson Wentz is the quarterback. Really good O-line, too. Quentin Nelson there, a really good player for that team. Colts, I'm going to go with the over. Next, I have the 49ers. I'm going to take the under for this team. They have a lot of good players on this team, but I think it's going to be like 8 or 9 wins for this team. I think the injuries might get to them. Also, the quarterback situation might come back and bite them. They have right now Jimmy G, their quarterback, but most likely will draft one at 3. Also have their wide receivers are kind of good. Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel, really good players, but they just don't have a solid one. Also, running backs are kind of questionable. It's McKinnon right now, which is crazy. O-line really upgraded. Also on the D, they have a ton of great players. Richard Sherman left, though. Quisky Tart, Jason Burnett are going to be taking over. Also, on the D line, they have Nick Bosa, Eric Armstead. Also, what's that guy? The linebacker, Fred Warner. He's really good, too. Alex Mack actually signed with the 49ers, and Trent Williams re-signed 6-year deal. Crazy big contract. But the 49ers, I'm going to take the under for this year. So many good teams in this league. Seahawks at number 10, I'm going to take the under. I just don't see it. Their defense is awful right now. They don't have any of their big pieces like they did. Shaq Griffin isn't there anymore. They do have Trey Flowers, the corner. Also have Quentin Dunbar, former Washington football team player. Also have Jamal Adams there. D-line, they have Jordan Brooks and Pona Ford and Carlos Dunlap. Offense, O-line is awful. They don't have a big – their running backs, Rashad Penny and Chris Carson, not the greatest. No really any tight end besides Will Disley. Also, the wide receivers, DK Metcalf alongside Tyler Lockett, really good chemistry there. I just don't see this team winning a ton of games this season. I think they're going to be good, but not 10-win game good. Then we have at 10.5, Bills, Rams. Both them taking the over. Both teams really good. Bills added Emmanuel Sanders to their great wide receivers. Defense re-signed a lot of players. And that was really it. This team has a ton of great pieces. Josh Allen, Stephon Diggs still there. O-line could use some help. D-line, Ed Oliver still there. Matt Milano as the linebacker. Cornerbacks, they have two really good players. I don't know why I'm forgetting these players. I don't know why. Let me look them up. I know one is Tre'Davious White. He is the corner, I believe. Let me look up the Bills team real quick. I know they have a ton of great players on this team. I want to know who they are. But Emmanuel Sanders, like I mentioned, they added. Tremaine Edmonds was a linebacker. They got A.J. Epenesa, they got last year. Cody Ford is one of the good players on the D-line. They also signed Mitchell Trubisky, not a usual name you would see on this team. This team, you wouldn't really expect Mitchell Trubisky to be on. Devin Singletary, Zach Moss, still really good players. I don't know why. I can't find the player's name. But I'll talk about the Rams, and I'll still try to find the player on the Bills. For the Rams, I'm going to take – I think it's going to be under. I really don't want – I don't really think it's going to be under, but I think it is. Really good team. The Rams have – they just got Matthew Stafford on the team. Really good player, Matthew Stafford. Cooper Kupp and what's his face? Robert Woods. Yeah, he's really good too. On that roster, they got Van Jefferson, who is good last year, or decent more. Also, Cam Akers, I really feel like is going to have a great season this year. Also, they have on the defense. They lost John Johnson, who is a big part of this team. Then they also have. Who else do they have that? Oh, Bills have Micah Hyde, by the way, is who I'm thinking of. But right now, the Rams have a ton of great pieces. Also have Jalen Ramsey, Aaron Donald on the D-line. This team, I just don't think it's going to be what they think it's going to be. I think I'm going to take the under. Ravens and Packers, both at 11 wins right now. Ravens, I'm going to take the under. I just don't see it. Lamar Jackson, they got Sammy Watkins, but I just don't see it for the Ravens. Packers, on the other hand, Aaron Rodgers, really good player. I think I'm going to stick with 11 for now. Devontae Adams still there. Buccaneers and Chiefs finish up the top. Buccaneers, 11.5. I think I'm going to go higher. The Buccaneers, they didn't really add anything. They re-signed everybody, but they did add Royce Freeman, I believe is who it was. So, Buccaneers taking the over. Chiefs, I'm going to stay there at 12. This team is good. They added Joe Thuney. Just cornerbacks and O-line is what they need. And a second wide receiver more. They have Mecole Hardman, who's really good, but that's really it for this team. So, that was the win totals for you, all 32 teams. It took a while. But now let's talk about Alex Smith real quick, retiring from the league after 16 seasons. Him and Vernon Davis in the 49ers, great duo when he first got selected with the 49ers. Second went to the Kansas City Chiefs, where he had a good career. Then he got taken over by Patrick Mahomes, got traded to Washington, had a big injury, leg injury, almost lost his leg. Now helped Washington to the playoffs, where he was hurt for the last game in the playoffs. This guy, great player. I'm not sure about Hall of Fame, but he's had one crazy career. Let's see if I can look up his career stats for you. See how many passing yards he finished with. Let's see. I think here we go. Let's see if I can get it. Here in his career, let's see passing yards. Can't find passing yards. Where is it? But let's look at TDs in his career. Almost finished with 200. That is crazy. Just needed one more touchdown for 200 career passing touchdowns. My goodness. He was also, he missed 2008 with a shoulder injury and then the leg injury in 2019. Total yards, here we go, had 35,650 passing yards. I am still, right now, 299 TDs. Wow, that is just crazy. He finished with 109 interceptions, though. Let's see if I can see his completion percentage. Yes, I can. 62.6% as his completion percentage. Really good player. He played 174 games in his career. Started 167 of those games. Crazy that this guy is retiring. Great player. Had a good career. And now, after 16 seasons, Alex Smith has officially retired. So, congrats to Alex Smith. That was my over-under for the win totals. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Tyler Finberg. I'm having my mock draft 3.0 coming out soon, and one more. I'm Tyler Finberg. Until next time.